Okay, we'll call the meeting to order, open the local law number two, public hearing for local law number two, 2020, a local law amending section 120.56 of the zoning code to authorize and regulate the use of fire pits within the village and to ban the burning of brush and leaves. Be it enacted by the village board of the village of Nassau as follows. Section one, section 120.56 of the zoning code of the village of Nassau is amended by repealing section 120-56B and adding a new subsection B as follows. B, no burning of brush leaves, garbage, trash, refuge, junk, or waste materials of any kind shall be permitted in the village of Nassau except as provided by the board of trustees. Section two, 120.56 of the zoning code of the village of Nassau is amended, adding a new subsection C as follows. Section C, one, fire pits shall be permitted for the express purpose of burning untreated wood. Two, fire pits shall be constructed with materials designed for the purpose of containing burning materials. Three, fire pits shall be attended at all times. Four, fire pits shall not exceed 9 square feet in area and stand no higher than 30 inches. Five, fire pits shall contain a screen or cover to prevent hot cinders from escaping the containment. Six, fire pits shall be located no closer than 15 feet to any structure or lot line. Section three, effective date, this local law shall take effect immediately upon enactment. Current law reads, so that's the new law. So the current law as it stands now, 120.56, reads, no dump as defined herein shall be permitted within the village of Nassau except approved by the trustees. No burning of garbage, trash, refuse, junk, or waste material of any kind shall be permitted in the village except as approved by the Board of Trustees. So basically, Section B, the no burning of junk, refuse, or waste materials was the same as it was previously. We did add brush and leaves so that there's no open burning in the village. All burning will be permitted within fire pits, provided they are contained and provide structures that are intended for that purpose. Okay, open the floor to public comment. Anyone who has signed in and wishes to comment on this local law, raise your hand to be recognized. Maxine.
I do live on Elm Street, and my concern is that this amendment to our current code does not indicate that wood should be properly seasoned. And if wood is not properly seasoned, it emits many toxins, which are pollutants to all of us. And remember, whatever you're burning, your neighbors are breathing. And why this is important is because I happen to be an asthmatic. And I also spent 20 plus years being a very avid camper in our national and state parks, some of the most beautiful in the world. And I know the joys of an open fire, whether it's in a fire pit or wherever it is. But the problem is, that was a park. And when I bought my property and I just measured, which is literally 45 feet from my touching the end of my house to my neighbor's house, it's very close proximity in our village. And the smoke and the toxins, which include, well, the smoke doesn't know boundaries. And anyone who's around will be breathing in those toxins, which include nitrogen oxide, sulfur dioxide, VOCs, which are volatile organic chemicals, and POMs, which are polycyclic organic matter. And that was from a Wisconsin.gov. New York State also does mention that open burning and recreational fires are banned if they are determined, this is New York State Section 307, open burning and recreational fires are banned if they are determined to be hazardous or offensive. Size of fire is considered, which is the size of the fire, or if the fires are located within 15 feet of a structure. My concern is, I'm not trying to be a killjoy and spoil people's wonderful enjoyment of the open, of the open areas, but we have a very small acreage between our neighbors. So how are we going to regulate that if we don't put in the statute that wood must be properly seasoned, just as it must be if you burn wood in your fireplace? And even, and also what they don't mention is if you just pick up sticks, it has a lot of mold spores go into the air. And again, we're not 3 acres apart or an acre apart. 50 feet, less than 50 feet. So, and I'm not real, I love my neighbors. I'm not really concerned about my neighbors, but I am concerned generally and theoretically and practically. It's difficult in the winter, but people, when I go out and I see people burning, I can tell by the color of the smoke and I can smell it. But it's just like secondhand smoke. You're smoking and your secondhand smoke is traveling. You're not breathing in that secondhand smoke, but other people are. So I just want that acknowledged, because it is against the law to pollute.
Okay,
thank you.
Sir?
Yes, in section...
Can you tell us who you are, please?
Yes, my name is Rakesh Joshi.
Okay.
From Westbrook.
Okay.
In section 2, it says fire pits, section 2, subsection C, and I guess sentence number 2.
Mm-hmm.
Fire pits shall be constructed with materials designed for the purpose of containing burning materials. I think these materials should be defined. I don't think there are too many materials anyways. This would just make sure that this law is not arbitrary, and you know, anybody who's trying to enforce does not end up harassing residents. I also was going to voice her concerns, and I think they're not totally illegitimate. So perhaps where it says no burning of bush leaves and junk waste materials, untreated wood, perhaps maybe seasoned wood. But again, that also opens it to an arbitrary application of the law. What is seasoned? Perhaps 6 months or one season. What is seasoned should be defined very, and it's very easy to define 12 months or 6 months. Perhaps she would know what she would want to include in there. That would make these laws less arbitrary and make it less harassing to residents.
I would just like to respond. Okay. Thank you. 6 to 12 months.
Just hold on, Maxine. Let me ask other people too. You had an opportunity. If we have time to come around again, we'll be happy to do that. Okay. Understand.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Lori?
So Lori Clark, 15 Westbrook Drive, and I think I mentioned this at the last board meeting. I'm certainly a proponent of new laws of due diligence by the board has been performed, and it is a systemic issue throughout the village that needs to be addressed. So the board needs to document to me and the rest of the community that the issue is systemic. Do we have fire pits all over the village and everybody's complaining, or are we just trying to fix a neighbor's squabble? So according to last month's board meeting, the proposed amendment to section 120-56 subdivision C was clearly satisfying one resident in their long-standing dispute with their neighbor, which I disagree because this is not systemic throughout the village. How does the board justify penalizing the majority of residents for the actions of one? It doesn't make sense. The board to me is clearly overstepping their authority to enact laws that penalize the majority, have no merit or justification, and I respectfully request that the board not pass local law on the children.
Okay.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Okay, we're gonna go, this is second time around, I'm going to give you each about 1 minute because we need to move on to the next one.
Yes, quickly to my request, if at all this law gets passed, the materials design should be defined again, metal and so on and so forth. And secondly, I wasn't aware of the point, I'm sorry, I forget the name, Lori raised, that there was some complaint. How many complaints have come in? Is this really a...
The fire department probably handles about, about 6-8 complaints, 10 complaints this summer?
Yeah.
And basically, they just show up and they put the fire out.
So is this some... a reactionary law?
Well, it's not particularly reactionary, although it is reactionary because right now, the only thing, like I said, it just says that you can't, there's no burning of garbage, trash, junk, waste material. So it doesn't address if somebody wants to just make a campfire and stand a bunch of wood together and light it up. Okay? So they're not burning junk, wood, brush, you know, that kind of stuff. So those are legal. But we're trying to address it so that the burning materials are contained, that they're not burned near a structure, they're, you know, in appropriate containments, and that, they're safer.
I get it, but again, these meetings are not because because everything is going fine. Everything the government does is suspect. When I do some governmental activities in my capacity, which I sometimes do, I'm suspect to that. So It's interesting that this point came up, which I was completely unaware of. And if this is a reactionary measure taken by the village, perhaps I'm...
Well, you know, look, local laws are always reactionary.
But if I may complete what I was just saying, there are existing laws that can be applied to it. And if the fire department was taking action and was able to enter and take care of remedy the issue, then perhaps the majority should not be on caution now. And what happens with every law is law enforcement now gets another warrant uncalled for to enter and have any contact with residents. This just opens a can of worms, and I am sure everybody agrees here. We want to be conservative before we start passing any kind of law.
Understood.
Thank you.
Maxine, quickly.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear, excuse me, Lori, but I did not hear you talking to Abby and I'm... I didn't hear the first part of Lori's commentary. So could one of you please...
Well, she asked last month if this was reactionary because of a complaint from a resident. Okay?
What was the complaint of the resident?
Well, there's been complaints, and not only one. Okay? Right. There's several of them that happened throughout the summer.
Was the complaint that...
The complaint is that people are having an open burn. They're burning. Maybe sometimes they have rocks around a fire pit. You know, they build a fire pit with just rocks around it. And the smoke goes in the house next door's window.
There you go.
And these types of things. And the fire department is called in to put the fire out, which they do. I mean, if they're called on 911, they come in, they put the fire out.
Exactly.
The resident doesn't have any choice. Even if they're compliant, they're not, you know, they think they're doing everything right, because somebody complained, they can come in. So this, we think that this law is going to relieve it in two ways. It's going to make sure that the pits that they're burning in are safe. And secondly, it defines in the law that they have the right to burn in a fire pit. So that if the fire department gets called and they show up on the scene and they have an appropriate fire containment and they're burning the proper materials, then, you know, they're not obligated to put the fire out.
Right.
So they're not, you know, a neighbor can't just call and say, hey, you know, but I don't like that fire, put it out.
But if it's, right, so the complaint was that the fire was going, or was the fire actually out of control?
I don't know the details of it.
So already there's a complaint about excessive burning, and that...
Okay, so this is just a public hearing, it's not a discussion, it's for you to do that. So we've already exceeded the amount of time for the public hearing.
That's my point exactly. Close
for 15
to
minutes, and you know, we're getting repetitious.
Can I speak?
Yeah.
I've been a resident here, and we haven't had as long as you folks are, but I've lived here for 17 years. I live at 15 Lake Avenue. I feel like he says, I respect that you have asthma, and I would be concerned for you. Yes. But like he says, First of all, I feel like someone from the fire department, if it is due to complaint from the fire department, and there were several calls.
It's not from the fire department, let me get that straight.
So Lenny here is representing the fire department?
Well, there are several firefighters here, but let me just say, it is not coming from the fire department.
Okay.
Someone calls 911, says there's an annoying burn going on next door, it is bothering them. The fire department is dispatched to the scene, they immediately put out the fire. That's the end of the discussion.
Okay.
So, those people are unhappy because they feel that they're, you know, just having a backyard campfire, and, you know, they should be allowed to do that. There's nothing in the village code that says they can't do it. Okay, if they're not burning junk or waste materials or blah, 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 blah. Okay, so they have an issue. So we decided to, the object of this is to define it so that people can responsibly enjoy a backyard campfire.
I agree.
Okay, so that's what this is about.
Like he says, who's gonna be the judge of what is, fire pits shall be constructed of material designed for the purpose of containing burning materials, number one. What's the other thing? Untreated wood. How are you gonna know if it's untreated wood? I know that I burn wood in my wood stove. I mean, is that the same? If that smoke were to blow out my wood stove chimney, is someone gonna, you know, it's like, how do you prove that? It just seems kind of, we live in the country. This is what, you know, Troy doesn't even have these kind of restrictions. Yes, me, I mean, I don't know. I think it's kind of, and it's not clear. It's not clear. I would clarify before I ask.
All right. Moving on. Yes, Maxine.
It's not overreaching if it's a hazard and it's a pollutant. If it's a hazard and a pollutant, for example, in the winter, if you
Maxine, it's not a discussion, okay? Said that piece, we understand. It's for up here. It's for the board to decide.
The answer to the season board is 6 to 12 months.
Okay.
And you can research that and stop them and make a motion to close.
All right, so I'll entertain a motion to close the public hearing on law number 2/2020.
Make a motion.
Motion by Julia.
Second.
Second by Rich. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried.